his 13th album, Beck Pivots from the Ethereal Introspection of Morning Phase, which won a Grammy for Album of the Year in 2015, to an energized pop electronic tour de force on Colors. A KCRW favorite from his very earliest releases, we may have been the first radio station to actually play Beck. And after all these years, it's always a pleasure to welcome him for a live set and conversation on Morning Becomes Eclectic. Hello, Beck.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. Mm. Now, I should mention to the audience that we are here at the Village Studios in West LA.
Yeah.
A lot of history here, of
Hallowed
course.
Ground.
Yep, yep. And in fact, this was the last place I saw you in person. It was at...
Yeah, we had a conversation on the stairs.
Yeah, a Grammy Week event, which happens here every year, put on by the Producers and Engineers Wing. So it was the whole community.
Yeah.
And you made an appearance. I think in our conversation, my role was to kind of box out all the people that were trying to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to ask you, because in 2015 with Morning Phase, that album won Best Engineered Album, aside from the other couple other Grammys. Yes. And that's such an interesting award to get, because you kind of it's like, how do you even assess that award for Best Engineered Album?
Right.
But you know, how important is that sort of behind the scenes community that gathers for that particular event? How important is that to you?
You know, the history of recording is it's really important to me, and it's a great love. It's something I've spent a lot of time with the various producers and musicians working over the years. You know, we came out of the 80s and the 90s, and a lot of things were starting to get lost, you know, and digital was coming in. So I think a lot of us, you know, the Nigel Godriches and the John Bryans and, you know, Danger Mouse, there's a lot of us who study these traditions and we want to keep them alive and bring them into modern music, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Talk about the differences between the producing and the engineering of Morning Phase versus Colors, because one thing I noticed straight away with Colors is the beats are fat. I mean, this thing, it's like jumping. It's jumping on the air when I play these tracks.
Oh, that's great.
And I know it took some time to finish this record, and I'm not, maybe it was you dialing things in. Are you one of those incredibly meticulous people that it's hard to kind of let go of a composition?
Unfortunately, on this album, yes. I've had other records where we just let it be what it's going to be a little bit.
Yeah.
We get it sounding good enough, but this one was very exacting and exactly what you said, because I wanted it to work in a modern sense. All the songs on this record, it's all played instruments by musicians. It's not programmed. It's not laptop stuff. It's the real thing, but we wanted to speak and have that kind of immediacy that a lot of modern, you know, in pop music, rap music, just in the last 5 years, we've gone to another sonic milestone threshold. You know, it's really, records sound unbelievable. So we were trying to keep up with that, but doing something where, you know, with real instruments.
Are you still trying to dial it in, even though it's done, and you're looking back going,
I heard Up All Night, which I did that mix with Greg. Well, Greg started the mix, and then I finished it, tried to finish it. And I heard it on the radio, and it's just, I heard all the things that were wrong with the mix. So I was like, oh, okay, I got to do this and this and this next time for radio, for these frequencies to speak, you know.
Well, you mentioned Greg, and that's Greg Kirsten, who you worked on with this record. You've also played the role of producer, and a couple projects that come to mind immediately are Charlotte Gainsbourg and Thurston Moore from Sonic Youth. But talk about the relationship there. Is it just about the conversation, the communication that you have, the trust that you have with this person?
Yeah, well, Greg and I, we toured together 15 years ago, and he's been playing on a lot of these records, and he toured with me. When you've been in a band with somebody and you've slept on a bunk next to them and you've had meals all over the world and, you know, been on every continent together, it's just, there's a sort of unconscious, unspoken language. He already knows what I'm going to do or say, and I already know what he's going to do. So that and an album making, music making situation is, you know, it's rare. I'm lucky to have that with a handful of people.
What do you expect from a producer role? Is it to tell you that something's not great, or just be that honest with you?
If anything, he's more of a someone who is very positive and reinforcing. Because I will tend to be a little more critical of what I'm doing, and he's very positive. So there's certain things that I would have maybe said, "No, that's not cool, or that's not good enough." And he's championed some things, which I think is necessary sometimes. You know, you can be your own worst critic, and then in other times he's a co-conspirator. Like the feeling of what this record is and the quality of it is really something we were talking about when we first met, because we would talk all through the history of music. We grew up in LA. We both grew up in the same place, same music, knew a lot of the same people. So there's a real shared experience and language.
There's also a real youthful energy and spirit in this record, and I feel like that's part of your persona. I mean, it doesn't look like you've aged a damn day in 20 years. I mean, I don't know what the Benjamin Button diet
I
going
think you're
on,
looking pretty good too, man.
Time has not touched you, Beck. It's amazing. You know, a few songs speak to that energy. That's Up All Night and Seventh Heaven and Wow. And I wonder if that was your intention with the record. And were you listening to things? You know, was there a muse for you? Was there an inspiration for you making this record in that direction?
I think it started with a feeling, and I know that's not concrete at all. It would be much easier to say, yeah, we wanted to do this and this, and we like this band. And it really wasn't that. It was sort of exploring the idea of what kind of record we wanted to make. There's a category of records, I'd say, like Thriller and Sgt. Pepper's and Pet Sounds, and, you know, there's modern equivalents as well, where you can tell there was this sort of convergence of craft and inspiration and technology and all these things that came together, Peter Gabriel, and the right people at the right time. And they made these really special records that musically are very engaging, but at the same time sonically they did something, and they kind of pushed things forward, or even if they didn't push them forward, they kind of brought together a lot of things that were happening and sort of defined it. So that is an impossibly high ideal to shoot for, but that's kind of where we were thinking. We're like, it's not like one of those, we just kind of went in and it was a feeling, and we just laid it down, and it just happened by itself, and it was magic, you know? And I've done those kind of records where you just kind of document something, and you just let it be what it's going to be. This was a different thing, and I've always wanted to do this kind of thing, you know? So people are saying, it's very realized and defined in the production, and and it did take a long time, you know?
Right on. Well, Beck, thank you for making time for KCRW. As always, the album Colors just out, and I'm assuming you'll be touring the world for the next few years. It's always good to see you, man.
Yeah, great to see you, too.
All right, thanks, Beck.
Yeah. Remember day, I could take.
It's like right now. It's like. It's like.
Giddy up.
On the cell phone, young demons, nothing even right or wrong. It's irrelevant, ill effect. In the room goes boom, standing on your lawn doing jujitsu. Girl in a bikini with a Lamborghini Shih Tzu.
Your life, you gotta try to get it right. Look around, don't forget where you came from. It's just another perfect night. The perfect night.
see the dogs run, the wing and the question, and the simmering voices singing through the crack in the window. We'll be right back.
with life that I'm living.
That I'm living.